shall pray. Our most blessed Heavenly Father, we are in your presence again tonight, Lord. We are told at the evening hour you will come down to have fellowship with our people. And while sickness and disease and afflicted ones are brought before you, every one of them go home healed and delivered, God. May tonight never be an exemption, O God. You take premise in our midst tonight. You bless, O God, like God knows all over the globe. We also ask for your mercies upon our soul. As we turn over the servants to Abraham, dear God Almighty, I will pray at the end of today, may each and every one of us, our feet on this journey of life, place us, Lord, will lighten again to press on. Thank you, kind Father. Jesus, my dear prophet, thanksgiving. Amen. Second Peter, our scripture reading remains the same. Second Peter, chapter 1, verse 19.
Amen. We have also a more sure word of prophecy. Well unto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in the darkness, until the day dawn and the stars arise in your hearts. Know this first, that no prophecy of this scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The Lord add his blessings to the name of the Holy Word. You have your seat while I remain standing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Once again, we are welcome to the house of the Lord tonight in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. And if there's any time in human history that we should go to church, I believe it should be now as we see the days approaching. See, I have the kind of experience yesterday. I was just at home. The wife said they want to prepare food if I can help them to get some meat. I said, okay, I will do that. So I just said, what will I do now? Should I just walk down there with my boy? How will it look like? I said, okay, let me just pick any of the car. I took the 3S, that is Saro S300, the little Jeep. Got in there, I just passed, just park. Then I climbed to where the man is cutting his, selling his meat. I look at the car, people that are there, and the kind of meat they are buying. My brethren, I cried. How can a woman left home and ask somebody to sell meat of 200 naira for her? 200, 300. I shed tears. So I was feeling so, I said, why would you make me come carry motor come here now? The first way I take drive this motor come reach place and drive is more than this 300 naira meat with the. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to point out. People are suffering out there. Not that I have the money, but now how many of them are free to support, the family support? How many are free support? Okay, you want to buy 200, make a 300. You want to buy 500, make a, how many are free do for them? So meanwhile, I just have to wait, let them finish their buying. Amen? So there's a doctor there, medical personnel, he works at Ibobi, he's well known among our area there. I told us the man just came in, he asked them to give like 5,000, 6,000 naira meat. The man also sat down waiting for all whatever that is taking place there. I not go buy before this medical person, let him buy before me. And the man could not tell them to sell it for him because the price he want buy again is more money as medical doctor. For him to pronounce, say, give me meat of 1.5, he was so ashamed. He was saying, who they look your face here? You buy what you want to buy. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God is helping us, church of the Most High God. Better come to church, not just come to church, you better know what you are doing. Amen. Once we close our eyes, we're gone. May God be our help. Amen. I think we are discussing this afternoon. I was hearing now that even the Ghana na bag of rice is 100,000 naira. Are you logo? Are you not correct? Life now war. May God be our help. We are happy seeing this hour approaching. I don't know if you mean I'm happy seeing this hour approaching. Because if this hour never comes, it's like what we believe. We will be tagged false witnesses. Amen? So we are happy seeing this hour that we are living in, that the word of our prophet is coming word to pass. Not to our own detriment, church. Amen? We are no longer in Nigeria. And let me tell you, even the economy of this country is not our economy. Our economy is from heaven. God will take off us. Hallelujah.
Amen and amen.
Now, we are in a message called the ministry of a prophet messenger and the effect of the ministry in the hour, on the time and the hour that we are living in. We've gone far because of our time. We just want to take some certain part of it and close. I don't know how this will look like, but by God's grace, if Christ tarry, we'll see next year again.
Hallelujah. Except your prayer, move God, but for now.
Now, we talk of two revelations that each prophet messenger will come with, and that one of them is revelation in mercy, which was clearly made known to us that that's what we are enjoying now. Whether we like it or not. Amen?
Revelation in mercy.
And our mothers should take advantage of that. Amen? There's a work God has ordained you to do. And that is to bring this, our children in the way of the Lord. It's based to serve Jesus. You see, I have about four of them in higher institutions. Two outside now, one is with us here. Amen? And they don't like, they like going to church. And what is called, Sam, my pocket, they get hot. They will call daddy money for church. I say, now, wow. And meanwhile, from our house to church is like 10,000 naira to and fro. Yes, every Sunday. And you are shaking your head. See the sacrifice that we pay? We Lagosians? I should repeat it again. If you go on Wednesday service, 10,000. Sunday service, 10,000 for which is 20,000. The children I have in school, maybe most of them, 2,000. And they don't like, they like going to church whether Wednesday or Sunday. You can't stop them. So when they will call me and say that the money for transport, I will want to lie to them and say, I'm going to stay today. But something will tell me that if you ask this student to stay behind, and on the contrary happen, will you be able to revise the issue? Why can't you let this money go so that you can have them with you? So I used to send them money. Well, God will take control. But I never knew what I was doing until the last, the burial we had for our father, that died, Brashola, Dikishola. I was just there with my wife. All of a sudden, people in Jabode church just came in. They went straight to me, say, Bramwaji, God bless you. I said, I know, say, God already blessed me. You are just reminding me that God bless me, but me, I know, say, I've already been blessed by God. Amen. He said one thing. He said, your son, no, sir. Me, I don't remember again, say, me, you're not me again, no, sir, because he has to break that. Say, Moses, I say, yes, sir, what is there? Anything about him? He said, you put try. I say, try what? See, that guy, he doesn't meet church. He lacks serving God. And his life is different. He does not, he doesn't have friends too much. Once church finishes, straight to his house or straight to church. I say, sir, what you are saying, me, I don't understand you. There's no special investment or whatever we place on them. All we are doing is just that the normal thing God told us, so that's what we are doing. To us, we are not doing anything special. He said, Bramwaji, you may not understand. Now we deal with them, they will know what we're talking about. After that time passed by, another brother came also. He said, Bramwaji, that your children, they behave well. He said, but what are people trying to tell me? There's no special whatever now. We don't talk too much. We just live the life that God. He said, you may not understand. I said, what do you want me to understand? He said, okay, the brother came this way. He said, brother, listen, buddy, listen. He said, the love that you and your wife have for God, and what you could not achieve because of their parental background. He said, God is using these children to pay you back, to reward you back. What am I trying to point out? It was there, and I know the value of what I am doing. So, wife, you should know what you are doing. Amen. Any compliment at all that will come will depend on the people that are within your environment. May God be our help. Amen and amen. Many of us lack money than the church. Amen. We like more than church. You know, we come church, you calculate. If I go to church today now, this 2,000 naira. You better put God first. This era we are living in is the era to put God first. Amen. And pay your tithe to, don't hold God, you go see. It's just because God is not a microfinance bank like all those Yalapo or whatever. When you borrow money, if you don't pay back, they'll come and carry your home tools or apparatus or fridge or whatever. But what God does is more than that too. When you earn money, he pull for that money, he pull for that your purse. You know, microfinance bank, Lapo know what to do. When you fail to pay your business, amen, they'll come and collect your whatever. But God is not like that, but it's very dangerous. So don't owe God money. Pay your tithe, pay your word, offering. God will make a way. Now, we talk of God, revelation in two, mercy and in judgment. Now, God will never judge a man without first of all warning him or warning her. Can you give us a message? We are laying a background for what we are going to say as we are closing. It's a message. God does not call a man to judgment without first warning him. Paragraph 62, my brother, be fast. This is my John at the spare. Next time, any other day, now J-E-I. N-W-J-E-I. But let's continue our message. Are you there? 63. Listen. No. Listen. Now, God give warning preparing for judgment, for a judgment. The atomic bombs are in hangars. Everything is setting ready. And God, before he can let this thing happen, he makes a call down to, like he did in Sodom. Come out of it. Get ready. There's something going to happen. Like in the days of Noah, before God sent the waters to destroy the world, in the great and never world that had come off into sin, as Jesus Christ clearly said that it was a day just like this, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. How that the women on the rampage, especially these women don't want to hear. As you go for that, there's a place in our area, they call it, it's a hotel, they call it Be Happy. So if the economy of the country does not make me happy, I have to make myself world happy. It's a hotel. Amen. And I learned that those people that do those such a thing, that's what they call even the freedom now in that setup. Like if a lady or somebody went to go and learn how to sew. Now after you might have completed 3 years or 4 years, you would do what is called freedom. You on my way, you wash it or you celebrate it. So likewise, those people that are in that same sector, they also do what? Freedom. How? Maybe you go to Benin now, you said, I'm taking to Italy or Germany. I'll bring it down to Lagos to start doing, you know, understand my point. Now after you might have served me for 3 or 4 years, you have to free from my hands so that whatever you be earning, henceforth, it will be yours. And I learned there's a great celebration in Lagos Highland when the times come. You see what Brabant said? He said, what God calls sin, the people of the world call it virtue. And what God calls virtue, they call it sin. They don't have excuse. Because you have to have a lot of businesses to do there that will earn some money. Vegetable is one of them. I know what I'm talking about. Atawewe is one of them. So you have no excuse to give to God. That's the reason you went into it. Or are doing it. Now, women on the rampage. Marrying and giving marriage. Now, sisters, I think you were supposed to be appreciating even our husband. Or appreciating the God of your husband. As you go for that. Because these days now, a man can marry to today, or this minute, in the next seconds, he divorced his wife. Am I lying? He said, I'm fed up, I'm tired. I know money for more. But here we have, many of us, we are married more than 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. We are still waxing strong in the love of the Lord. I think it was celebration. Sisters, I think we're supposed to be thanking this God of Malachi. Amen. That Oluwori, how do you talk for Yoruba? Oluwori me still love you till the end of the world. And this reason we are telling our children that are coming up, don't do otherwise. Men are wicked, though. Men are wicked. Likewise, women are also what? Wicked. Many of them don't have plan for you. Once they get what they have need of, you are doomed. Your love is faded away. Hallelujah. And that's why the prophet of the verse told us, before you get into it, you must pray and pray through. Because say it's so what? Or certain.
not just wake up and say, I dream a dream, I see him, they put earring in my hand. That will not be revelation. No. You must pray and pray. Let there be conviction in your heart that it is God sending you there. But I know, say, when the time comes, Brother Brown said, cow will only go the way of less resistance. You won't hear. I have one that a brother approached. In body, they do a chicky. I say, my sister. Because it's close to me, that's why I get to know it. I say, this roadway they go, you know, clear. The vision, they do him, don't go there. He said, but I don't know, I must go. I said, okay, I won't talk too much. What I will do for you is I'm on missionary to my to that end, where your mother-in-law to be lives. You go follow me, go there. Whatever you see will determine whether you will marry or not go marry. When we get there. And the brother took this sister to his mother. When the mother looked at the sister, he said, a second-hand wife. A sister called a sister second-hand. I won't say more than that. A sister in the message called another sister in the message second-hand. And she cried and came to me. I said, I'm not going to talk too much. She motives of one. And out today, that brother not come to church again. Hallelujah. Women on the rapid marriage are giving marriage. And great scientific achievements. And smart men, smart educated, going into intellectual side. And a little humble flock sitting off to one side, waiting for the pending judgment and the escape. And before God sent that judgment, He sent word a prophet. A prophet is a sign of a message. Hallelujah. Prophet is a sign of what? Message. Blessed be God. Now we say that in here we have revelation in judgment. Now in revelation in judgment, we also said that we have two types of judgment. Now we type it temporary judgment and permanent word judgment. Now we took a message, this first C, paragraph 64, where Brother Branham explained this plague that is going on now as a temporary word judgment. Hunger, sicknesses, affliction, whatever you call it, Boko Haram bandits. Amen. Earthquake, wildfire everywhere. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. And we read a message, Jezebel religion, where God said, when He sent forth a message with a messenger and they taught it that He would drill servant instead of plague. We talk of famine, one of the word punishment. And if you look at the scripture, that has been one of the mighty tools in the hands of the Lord to punish the unjust one. Amen. But if you look at that same days of Elijah the Tishbite, when there was a famine, the Shunammite woman would think that she was the one sustaining word, Elijah the Tishbite. It wasn't she, it was Elijah sustaining her. Hallelujah. It was Elijah. Likewise, this day, we are not the one sustaining the message, it is the message of the hour that is sustaining us. And know what I'm talking about. Amen. Our going out and coming is like a message to our neighbors. They don't understand. Hallelujah. I should go for that. They will see us with one wife. No concubine. Which can't remember this one? Sister, I'm going to say amen now. Hallelujah. You know what I'm talking about. Omo, you know. You know, say, I know what you know. You know. Eh? You know, say, you know what I know. Sometimes they try to come in, but they can't come in. No door. The door is closed. Because the ark of the ark that Noah entered the jungle, but it was not Noah that closed the ark. It was God who closed the ark. So the ark of second wife have been what? Closed. Kosaiye. We are not pretending. This is just who we are. Hallelujah. Amen. I know what I'm talking about. There's a place where I worked. There's a lady selling food here. No matter anything I tell her, you go turn her to another thing. I say, oh, no wonder now they feel they get men. Even if you play with them, for we go turn it to another thing. to make you, he could give it, to give you soft landing. But I say, you don't, you come too late. To me, she come too late, because even when I was single, I not want to talk about when I'm married. Yeah, I can't do it. To me, I call it so cheap. When I was growing, I told myself, I can't call any girl my girlfriend. I'm too big for that. God bear me witness. I told myself, I'm too big to say, this is my girlfriend. And I also believe that, I know that I will stand behind the people and preach. So I want to.
Amen. We are coming. So, Femi. Now, let's take the permanent judgment.
In this permanent judgment, time factors, I won't read that now. You get it also in a message. This permanent judgment is called the white throne judgment. That the final word, judgment. You get that in the question and answer, 1954, January 3rd, morning, paragraph 105. You can put that down and take care of that when you get home. Permanent judgment. Brabant call it a white throne judgment. That's the final judgment of all judgment. Now, before God judge this sinful world, there's what the word of God called investigatory judgment. Put them down. Investigatory judgment. Now, why this investigatory judgment? Because the prophet of Yahweh said, the judge of all the earth will not make the innocent one to suffer for the guilty. Amen. Or, in other words, now, Baba said, it's also to find out who is who among us.
We are bringing down our message. Because this message, if Christ tarry, I come back again, fine. If not, we are preparing a message for August, April conversion. Because now where we stop, now we continue.
Hallelujah. But now, we have what we call investigatory judgment. You know what the meaning of investigation? Now, in this investigation judgment, Brother said, why this investigating judgment? He said, the judge of all the earth. Remember, that was the language Abraham used for him. He said, will the judge of the earth judge innocent for the guilty? He said, starting the judge of all the earth will not do that. And why this investigating judgment? Is to find out, according to the prophet, who is who among us.
So you cannot deceive God. You can deceive me, I can deceive you. You can deceive your pastor, but you cannot deceive God. Even in our homes. Hallelujah. Amen. My brother, can I have that phone? The judge of all the earth knows what we are using this to do. Every one of us. Especially our children, they lock the seven door. Mother will not care to check what she is doing, what he is doing. I have four of them. When they demanded for answer, I said, go and sleep. Your time hasn't come. I have the money to buy it, but I will not buy it. And you did not go and buy it. Because I will give your skin for you to chop. My wife knows I'm a wicked man now. He knows. That she has a day gentle like that. He had. When the first one enters school, I said, now you are due for it. I give her. When the second one enters, he said, daddy, do you think it's an automatic password? You see, because they want to follow that pattern. I said, do you think it's an automatic password? Even if you are in school, so I want to also check you. I will examine you, I will investigate you to find out whether you are qualified for it. You are not what? Qualified for it. Because why? Everything God is giving to me, I must give account of it. I don't want a situation, God blesses me, I'm misusing, and God will seize it. And that's why many of us are suffering. Because when God gives you a little tertiary money, you don't really show that past your pastor. Just tertiary money. Tertiary money. You don't call church, when you are coming, you come with high issues. Perfume all over your body. Distraction over the in the church of the Most High God. People are on quiet time. While you are coming, your perfume alone that surrounds you, that satisfies you, is enough to cause distraction. See, when we keep quiet, we know what is going on. We just allow the sleeping dog to lie. Just pray that our children get inspiration so that the grandmother will close and go home today. Investigation.
They will lock themselves in door and be operating, going to different, and you find out that there are things, even when you don't want to look, it will come up. I should go for that. Many of our children are even using the offering money we give to them to even buy datas. You don't even ask them, the offering I gave you, do you put in the offering box? Do you pay it? Hallelujah. You see why many of us are poor? You see? I don't get Pekin. Why will they give you Pekin? When you know, say, if you give that Pekin, cannot take off that Pekin. You see it? Many of you here, let Usher touch your son or your child. You go tell that Usher the day he was born and where they planted, where they buried his placenta. If you have trained or have well at home with somebody, we live in this baby church. I ran up to the five of them. They don't want that word to come up in the church, to be in the church and be walking up and down. I should go for that. When I step into the church, I look at your environment. Look at how many of you litter the environment with pure water lilac. This is the house of God. You don't touch that in my own compound. You drop water in my compound, you will pick it. Not talk of house of the Lord. We're supposed to have a basket. But what will it cost any of us to buy a basket? And even when we have where to dump it, many of us will not be so patient enough to go there and dump it. There was one church I went to Ibadan. Don't ask me. Ask them what the eyes. They were forced to do environmental sanitation the next Sunday. We should look like Father Abraham, that when God looked at Father Abraham, he said, I know him. That he will teach his children, even when he has not got children. God have said, I know him. So every one of us, being a believer of this message of our, go to Chester and say, I know him, I know her. These children are not given to us to destroy us. These children are given to us to present them to God as a token of God's blessing upon our lives. These children are not meant to rule us, we are meant to rule them. I have two cars in my house, three cars. Let them come and drive. No, let him pick here and can drive. But I will do it when the time comes on my own convenience. When I know that they are mature for it. So that when they are doing it, anything that comes out of it, I will be responsible for it. But if I have not given you sanction, you will do it and that you pay for it. Hallelujah. We are doing it anyhow because you have money to buy it. You dodge them anyhow. The first one, the second one, the third one, the fifth one, the fourth one. Now the Kura Kura one, which is the last one. He enter SS1. I just come back from work. He said, Daddy, I said, yes, my boy. He said, I need the phone. I said, for what? He said, for assignment. I said, go ahead, read your book. You will get the answer. He said, no, there, I need to go. And say, okay, go. Go and take your mommy home. He said, mommy said I should not take it. I said, come and take it down. He also said that this one is an old one. I said, what is it concerning this one and internet? Is it the one, this one will give the answer? I believe that when you go into net will bring the answer to you. He said, Daddy, no. This one is too old for what I want to go. I need the... Amen. You think I have the money to buy it, but I cannot buy it. Well, time hasn't come for him. I cannot give him something that will destroy him. Until they get to a point that they know who is God. Amen? We know who is God and the principles of our God I will never give. Let my wife try it. I will give her a divorcement for 1 hour. Go back to my village and when I am ready, I'll call her back. Hallelujah. These are many of us are in poor condition. Because when God gives you something, instead of this being a help to you to faith, to your Christian faith, it becomes an avenue for Satan to operate. The way we open, many of us, even when you have ordinary keto, you buy it for us, you will post it for Facebook. I know what I'm talking about. Facebook, keto, you buy it, you post it. You buy gala for you post it. You don't have job. And housewife for that matter. You plant new head, you post yourself. My pastor stood up one day and said, be careful how you dispose yourself for these criminals. Say one of these days they'll find you come house. If you buy a car, you post that. You build that, you post that. He said, don't be surprised. One of these days they'll find you come for house. You go face the consequences. One posted, he posted happy birthday to my son. He opened it of my womb. What is it concerning whether I open your womb or open your womb? What does that have to do with anything? You see why we are in that condition? When God just give you a little touch of money, you see most of us will raise shoulder. You become kings of the jungles. Nobody, you don't want to take control. God is looking for a man and a woman that he will bless. He or she still remain humble. He will remain humble, she will remain humble. Oh, a sister here that God will so much bless her husband. Amen. You will never know that her husband has something. Remember this one? Amen. Investigatory judgment. Now, why this investigatory judgment is because the judge of all the earth will not make the innocent to suffer for the guilty. And also to find out who is a believer and who is what an unbeliever. The investigatory judgment is going on now, according to the prophet. It's when the Son of Man is being revealed. You can see now that this is the hour the Son of Man is revealing himself. Give us a message. Christ is revealed in his own word. Paragraph 69. Christ revealed in his own word. Paragraph 69. Right there. What happened just before Sodom? God came down with some angels. And they had investigation judgment. He said, I have heard a cry that is so sinful, so great. So I have come down to find out whether it's altogether the truth or not. Do you see it? See, this shall not be a theological school or whatever. This is the entire message. Revelation from God himself. Not from Kumuyu, Adeboyu, or whatever you call it. So when you are in the camp of the believer, be careful. Or when you are in the presence of Lord, be careful. We are not feeding on man-made theology. We are feeding on the word, on the body word. Hallelujah. We know what they are talking about. Watch. Whether all they are claiming is altogether truth or word or not. That's right. What that main one that stayed with Abraham could design the thought was in Sarah's heart behind him. Now you look around just a little bit and notice. You see what is doing the same thing today. It is an investigation word judgment.
Yes, sir. God bless you, my sister. It's the language of my pastor. I love that language. You see, my brother, my sister. We are breathing.
One after a while, the church, when it can stay in that place, and every seed has been brought to its spot, they will be gone. They wouldn't know what happened to them. One will be going one way, see, one will be going over the other. Over to the pastor's house. And while we're going here or down there. And the first thing you know, they are not there. For Enoch, which was the type, God took him and he was not found. Come down to investigate the continuity, how the Enoch translation, a type of Israel, being carried over in the ark. So prophet the word. Let's close that today. Do you see it? Investigation judgment is going on now. You can claim whatever you want to claim. You know who are you? Who you are? Who am I? He won't bless until he did the investigation. This sister or this brother, this family that is crying for help or telling me to do this or do that for them, can they hold this thing if I give it to them? Go and find out.
Oh, he's asking me to bless him with money. If you bless me with money, I will take off the burden. I will feed the church. I will design church. I will buy seat for church. There's no problem. He will give you money. He will send someone like a madman. He come your domot. You might not know that God sent him there. You are disqualified. Before you do one business or the other, the business with the money will go. Will they vibrate like thunder? And the bad man or the person that passed by you, when you even chop more than one cup of rice. But your body makeup will not allow you to take off him. Investigation. How many of us can say since we have been in this message that we have enjoyed good enough? Many of us are just patching. Something happened, I look around, I turn around. I said, I left a church called No Review Church with many people. I can say I'm only the one standing. Very well. Why? I left that place based on the word. Not because the pastor offended me or somebody offended me. Based on the word. Even my wedding, hallelujah, when I said my wedding, I told them my wedding is coming up April. Because the wife came to Lagos to do IT program. They said maybe she's pregnant. Sister Ife, you know better. She's one of those there, than those days. They thought that she was pregnant. That's why I want to hurry the this thing. They called me for a question. Who panel for me in the church? I'm not talking much. You know what I told them? I said if there's a way of finding out whether a woman is a virgin, she's free to be used. Call on her, she will answer, she will respond. And if it's also a way to find whether a man has met a woman, I'll be available. I close the chapter. The whole meeting dismissed. And they were waiting for the day of wedding. After the wedding, Benin, joined by Pastor Jide, he asked a question during the wedding. Is there any impediment? I said there's no impediment. Even before he asked that question, the pastor came. My pastor came. He was not asking him if there's any confession. Pastor Jide said, I don't need to give you answer. It's your boy. Go and ask him. Whatever I tell you, you take it. Whatever I tell you, you take it. But for me, I found out no impediment. Not that he confessed to. No impediment. So it's after everything. He said all the responsibility that church is holding me, they will pay back. And that they stop church. Because I don't want you to give me anything when I leave. Say I left days of... But I can say I only understand it because I left by the principles of the word. Do you see it? You go to church 5. The ground we are standing is a holy ground. It's a place where all things are possible. But why is it that we are seeing some impossibility in our life? Because the judge of all the earth is passing by. Every day the message is going on, it's passing by. Designing who is who is not who. Let me tell you, we have a mark of identity. Where is this sister? Can you stand up? Sorry, my sister. We are friends. Can you stand up? Yes. Am I being? No. Do you see her? I was driving this morning. No, this one. I was driving this morning. I look at her from head to toe. At that bus stop. What's the name of that bus stop? Helele. See, this one must be one of our sisters. I passed by. My wife says, you yourself. I said, don't worry yourself. But our parents look like one of our sisters. Also, she looks like her son, this or her daughter. But our parents alone is what stopped me. But as she came closer, he said, Bramaji, I said, my sister, go and tell her. We know you. They know you. Many of you don't know that they know you. You want to just belong. Even if I'm not finished, I'll come back for it. Be praying that God will not bring me come here. I will come back by force. Because money hurry, Rara, we'll see closer. We want to do this message now, this investigating judgment now. We know you. Ask her. I just passed by. I pack. Say, that's our sister. I say, no. I say, it's our sister. Look at her dressing, look at her makeup. Then when she comes, I say, this is my son's daughter. One of you, when you get to campus, your name now, Sister George. For church, for campus, Bisola. Hallelujah. Can you give me 155 in that same message? 155. In that same Christ living so world. I can leave you halfway, we'll close. You'll be hungry for me to come back.
Listen. Jesus came the same way. No. 155. 155. Now, let's take John or some Luke 17:30. Watch what Jesus Christ prophesied there, saying that as it was in the days of Sodom, it will be the same. Take it up. Now, remember, notice, this is at the time that the Son of Man will be revealed. That means it is when the Son of Man is being revealed, is when this investigating judgment is taking place. So that means as the Son of Man is being revealed to us now, the investigating judgment is taking place at the same time.
So mind yourself.
It's not good to neglect the guarding of ourselves as Scripture says. But if you know you are not ready for church, to come here and my testimony of yourself, better stay at home. It's a serious business. Hallelujah. The revealing of the Son of Man. Now, the Son of Man was actually revealed potentially just before few moments there. Just before Sodom was born. Now, that man was Elohim. That was God. And Jesus is God. And God was revealed potentially right there for a few moments to talk to Abraham. In the investigating judgment, for just a little bit, the Son of Man was revealed. The Son of Man, Elohim, do you see it, church? It says, amen. The Son of Man, Elohim, was revealed just for a few minutes. For the next morning, she was born. This was soon born. China is blessing Muslim. Russia is blessing Muslim. North Korea man, what him name? You know they do good thing. You know. I learned that the people under him, they are suffering. Hunger won't kill them. But he's busy investing all the money of that country in the world atomic weapon. As a short reach. Not me say turn out, very short man. But yet he is not the one. There's a spirit that is pushing them. Because the scripture must be fulfilled. Now what scripture are you fulfilling? Hallelujah. Just next morning after the Son of Man was revealed to Abraham, so that get born. Before the Son could come up again. So there cannot be no organization left, neither can there be any further advancement than what is going on right now. For she will be born before the next, before they break again. The revival is over across the nations. There is going not to be no revival. Big sweeping revival. This nation never received it. You might as have a intellectual gathering, but I mean a spiritual revival. We have seen all of it. I hope you are catching it. I am saying in it such a way that I hope you get it. You see, it's all over. A family of mine, a family said a while ago, said, Brother Abraham, if I could just have the joy of the Lord in my heart, I said, son, the revival is over. See? Now, the stabilizer I will put on the ship. Great waves are out there before us. But we know just beyond. Bring that a little bit. Great waves are out there before us. But we know, just beyond that wave yonder, we are nearing the shore. You see, we are nearing the shore. Just stay stable. Stay with the wave. Stay with God. No matter how you feel. If you don't feel anything, something's wrong with you. Baba said these five senses that God gave to us is meant for us to feel, to taste, and to do whatever we want to do. And Baba said, if a man does not feel anything, a woman does not feel anything, see, that means some senses of his body, of our body is dead. Hallelujah. What anything else? Stay right with the word. Let's stay stable. When you see all this great big old cloud around us and storm coming and atomic bombs and everything else they are talking about, but our stabilizer is right straight in the world. God said he will be here. And we are going to crush every one of them. Yeah, we are going to go right over top of them. Yeah, indeed, they cannot sink us. No matter how things are costly, we will buy them. We'll buy them. Is it cars? When the hour comes, we'll buy them. Is it house? We'll build houses. Amen. Is it to send our children to school? We will send them to school. God will make a way anyhow for us. But you just stay with the word. They can't sink us. They can't drown us. You put us in the grave. Hallelujah. We will come out again. That's just all there is to it. There are no way in the world to keep us down there. We will crush every one of them. Because our great chief captain is totally at the other side. We are anchored in Jesus, the storms of life and brave. We are anchored in Jesus, our fellow wing of wave. Whatever may, let it come. What may, what we, it does not make no difference. We are anchored right there in Jesus. If I live, I will live to the glory of God. If I die, then I will die to the glory of God. I just want to the glory of God. It's what I want to do. When that is all over, I don't want to stay any longer. I want to go to where? To my reward. Not what it bought for me, but what I earn. Not what you bought for me, but what you gave to me by his word, grace. A trial. 1964, April 24, April 27, paragraph 269. Paragraph 269. A trial. Investigating judgment. Remember two types of judgment. A temporary judgment, afflictions of whatever affliction people are receiving, not we. They are the one. Because we are already been called out. Amen? You are that in it? I think I should give a quotation. Let's read one first. Remind me to give a quotation. Brabham said before this event started happening, Abraham, Isaac, and the rest were secured. So we are already secured. Believers already were secured. Hallelujah. Listen. 19, okay. That's 269. A trial. 269. 269. Paragraph 269. That's in trial 269. And he said, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of God. Son of God coming. When the Son of God shall be revealed. The Son of Man being revealed, not the Son of God in the church age. He is put out of that. Now he is the Son of Man revealing himself. The world is becoming flesh among world among us. Can see it. Hallelujah. We are more than what you are thinking we are. I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. We are not moved by what is going on. And let me tell you, the economy of this country is not our economy. Tinubu or the Jagaban is not the one ruling us. God is the one ruling us. Hallelujah. He's ruling his own people, but we, it is God that is ruling us. Amen. Not that we are going to circumvent the law, we obey the law. But for our influences is not from the net, it's above. May God be our help. Give me judgment of time. Judgment of time. 1965, July 15, paragraph 153. Judgment of time. Judgment of time, 1956, January 15. 1956, January 15, paragraph 153. Are you there, my brother? You can explain. Yeah. Listen. But you see what happened to them back there who believed? Are you a believer? Are we a believer? Are we brethren? Now listen. They were secured. Hallelujah. Oh, you are doubting it. As you go further. Brother Abraham said, the prophet of the Lord cannot lie.
And Baba also went further to tell us that you cannot separate the prophet from the word. He said the prophet and the word is what is one. So say, based on that, they can't lie. Now, he started telling us that believer in the then gone by, when it happened, they were secured. Now, if the believer that was in the then gone by were secured, Jesus Christ that we are serving, being the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, we are also what? Secured. Because Brother Brown said, this Jesus being the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, he said, that's our team or campaign. That's our slogan. So we are what? Secured.
Hallelujah.
Where are we? They were secured. Abraham was just as safe as he could be. Now, church, know what I'm fighting for? What I'm struggling for is this. Remember in the days of Abraham, Abraham was a man that people were just, their attention was on. You can't quarrel with him because he has found favor with God. In the days of Isaac, they said, you can't quarrel with him because he has, in fact, they were the one making friends with him. So me, I am in their position. The friends of this one will make friends with me because why? They have heard that I'm unbeatable. I don't know of you. I don't know of you. I'm unbeatable because you know what it is to be in the message of your days? One in a million? Hey. You don't know what we are talking about. We are talking Malachi. When Malachi hit this wall, it will create a mark that cannot be, never be erased in the history of life. I'm in Malachi. I used to tell people, you see them, they build fences and fence their houses and fence whatever. I said, well, that is a very good one. I'm not going to fence house. If God have not ordained it, remember, nothing is out of God's own plan. There's a script for you, there's a script for me. If it's God in God's own script that concerns me, he has put in a place, a kind of a breakage. That Satan will come, devil will come, thief will come, and take some money from me. I can't stop it. When they come, I'm going to take my open gate. They will take it and they will go. But if God has said they will not, even if my door is open, you're not going to enter. You're not going to enter. So, I describe very well. Nothing will happen without God permitting it. So I cannot give myself heart attack when God has not given me heart attack. That's it. I sleep where?
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. They were secured. Amen. So Moses was. No plague bother him or Israel. Neither did it bother Noah. Enoch was taken up before it ever happened. Standing on the blasters of glory, watching it going on. That's what we are doing. This is the church of the Most High God. We are watching it. You hear somebody die today, somebody die here. He said, with our eyes, we see the reward of the wicked one. He said, 10,000 on the left side, 10,000 on the left side, 10,000 on the left side, with our eyes, we behold the reward of the wicked one. He said, they will come in like a flood. The Spirit of God will raise up what? A standard. He said, they will come in one way. They shall flee in seven ways. That's the promise of the word. We are secured. We are what? We are secured. My brother. Give me, will the church go before the tribulation? Paragraph 76. Paragraph 76. Be fast, my brother, we are closing. Investigating judgment. Investigating judgment. Are you there? Amen. I hope you are not pitying me. Now, I'm supposed to. Hallelujah. But I can do nothing until thou hast come hither. I like that. Hurry, escape. The message was urgent. Hurry, escape. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus promised this. Gospel will preach. It's been going on now for years and years. And here is it at the end time. The last great sign, just before the angel went hurry, he turned and said, why the Sarah laughed? The angel of destruction, he said, I have heard about their sins. And I have gone down to see if it was the truth or not. And he found that it was the truth. And the message was grace. And mercy and deliverance.
But hurry, 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 oh children. Hallelujah. He said what? He said, oh children. Where am I now? Let's leave that. Blessed be God. Coming down to investigate. Investigating judgment. Christ is the ministry of God revealed. Paragraph 605. Christ is the ministry of God revealed. 605.
To 608.
Just 605 now. Are you there, my brother? Now listen. Earthquakes. You see, thousands killed the other day. How many was killed in this Libya flood? I think I flew up to 6,000 before I stopped. 6,000 people died. About 30,000 homeless. I think also Morocco, earthquake. Thousands died. I don't know human being. Not in Canada. Wildfire. Disobedient to the gospels. Amen. In diverse places. He said, fearful sight in the skies. Pillars of fire. Like floating around like flying saucer. They don't know what it is. See? They don't have any idea. Did you notice the angel that come down investigating Sodom before Sodom was destroyed? You remember that? There was a bunch of them come down. Three of them. One of them stayed with Abraham. You remember that? They were live from heaven. They came down in the investigating judgment. Look where they have found. Around the Pentagon and things. They find them. That's the word judgment. Sodom. And there's one represented. Will be represented among the churches. Will be Christ himself. Vindicating himself. See? Sight on the heaven. In heavens above. And sign in the earth below. Sadly. Hallelujah. What is he coming to do? To find out. You are coming to church. Do you mean church you are coming to? Or you are part of those that said, if I not come to the pastor, will not go to give me rest of mind. He go give me call. And I say he go call me if I not come to church. Our children that we send to school, we don't even care whether they are even going to church. They are not going to church. Many of us are not wise. I used to tell parents, you are sending your children to school. What's the essence of 20 students from Ibadan to Maiduguri? What do you want to go find? You are not wise. You know how much you take to go to Maiduguri now? I believe when you send your children to school, send them to a school that before they say Jack Robinson, they are already at home. Or they are living home, 2 hours time they should be in school. And when they are there, you don't even care to find out what they are doing. My pastor will say, God knows your house address. Hallelujah. To investigate. Write some quotes as we are closing. Hallelujah. Who is who? A sister that claims to be a believer, that before he comes to church, he goes outside, he goes to work, he goes to school, he will stay before mirror and do first layer, second layer, third layer. You understand what I mean? You understand? Hallelujah. Can you give us paradox? Paradox. 1964, April 18b, paragraph 206. They will wear something as if they are poured inside of it. What are you trying to show? Now, here is the same. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. See? He returned and promised it to return in these last days. There he is, the Holy Spirit. See? Returning in the last days to bring a people. Now look. right at the end of the Jews and Samaritans, this manifestation of the word of God, knowing that the thought that is in the man's, in the heart, showing that to them before they were taken away. And the veil over their face, that was that I was going to preach about tonight. He had blinded them, see? They don't see it now. If he is done that before, on them two race of people, which I say there's three race, Ham, Shem, and Jephthah, if he did that, and let his church here go in on intellectual concession, then he did wrong. But he is the same yesterday to Ham, to Shem, and to Jephthah. The same yesterday and today and forevermore. And he promised to do it. So he is no respecter of person. And watch how Abraham come up through his sign and the things. And the last sign that he saw done by God was God himself. He saw him in the light and everything else. But God himself was manifesting in a human being that eat and drink. Some men said to me, one time, a minister, Brafos, he said, Abraham, do you mean to tell me you think that one that ate was that man stood there eating that calf and drinking that cornbread and the milk? Do you think that was God? I said, certainly, Abraham said it was. It was the one that talked to him. He ought to know. He said it was Elohim. I said, see, he come down to make an investigation. The scripture said, out of two or three witnesses, every matter will be what? Established. The investigating judgment normally takes place when the Son of Man is revealing himself to his church. I said it before, yes, that why this investigating judgment to find out who is a believer, who is not what? A believer. Because the just one will not punish the just and unjust altogether. You see how he separated Lot from Sodom and Gomorrah. That is how God is also separating the believers from what? Unbelievers. Then who said are you tonight? You see, he come down to make investigation, and he is now in the investigating judgment. See who is believers. We've been hurrying so much about it. Just investigate, see who is really believers. You see, and he made himself manifest.
Amen.
Mark of the beast. Mark of the beast. Hurry, my brothers, we are closing. Are you enjoying the Lord? Are we brethren? Hallelujah. It's a quiet time. Inventory of our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. Record is going on. Even you younger ones, record is going on. Are you hearing me? Brother said, when you are born, God set a record on. He said the record is set on for you does not make noise though, until you hit the age of accountability. When you start cursing and start stealing. May God help us not to steal. Baba said when that record is set making noise, when we close our eyes, Awasama will say, Yakaria di tokam, Yamutu. When we give up or God takes us home, Baba said we'll take that record and put it in his great library. That library of God, you know the full. Not like the memory is full. Delete some packet. The memory of God, the library of God, they get full. And when he wants to judge, if he asks you, he say, Yanya, you go do one like this record, your picture will appear. That time where at the enter mommy pot, they pick meat, will not give me. God will show me, say, Siam. That's why when we hit the age of accountability, we make our ways right with God and ask him for his mercy.
You hear me? So if all the grammar I've been speaking since morning, you know Yeram. You hear this one, actually, you know Yeram. Chogbo me. Chogbo. Where are we, brother? Mark of the beast. Paragraph 22. Paragraph 22. Are you there? First, I want to ask a question as we are closing. It's a question the brother asks. Now, tonight, the mark of the beast. And tomorrow night, the seal of God. They are two most, I guess, most vital subjects to be spoken on in these days. For I truly believe that we are living in the time of this investigating judgment of God. And I believe we are right in that day of it. And we don't want to be radical. We don't want to be fanatical. We just want to approach it just as sincere, as sin as the Bible speaks it there. And that is perfect, of course. Can you give us escape? Come hither. Escape. Come hither. Escape hither. Come quickly. Paragraph 33. Escape. Come hither. Paragraph 33. The angel come to Abraham in the form of a man. And Abraham spiritually recognized him. And he sat down with his back turned to the tent. And Abraham fed him. Man, I love that. Abraham fed God. Yes, Abraham fed God. These days now, we hardly will feed God. You hear that Abraham is coming, you are cooking a wine. Beans. You go off stove. You say, who they teach the beans? I've been not one before. I didn't know this thing. You carry pot of beans, put them for inside the cupboard, the locker. You go open window so that the beans will blow the odor. You are doing yourself. You are just doing yourself. When Abraham fed Elohim, what was the next thing? God made a promise to him. I know what I'm talking about. When you feed the servant of the Lord, feed any child of God, and he pronounces blessing on you, watch for that blessing, it will come to pass. I know you must say, if you get blessing, why not bless yourself? Amen. Human being, our minds run somehow. I don't have any idea. You can give me if you have idea. See, things are hard, though. Since I had this business now that I'm cooking, I've calculated it. I have four boys. And all know my gem gone. If I've given, I know we'll be fool them. You are doing yourself. When Abraham, Sarah's sister, Midian asked him to go and buy egg. When you want to buy the egg, when you meet somebody who needs that egg, the money more than what did he do? He gave the money out. Before Abraham reached us, he won't talk. He said, oh, don't worry yourself. Don't talk too much. Somebody don't. You can't figure this God out. I have in my early days, and one of my brother called Brenock, when we are young, single. After service like this afternoon, we'll go home and we'll branch his sister's house. He will give us better food. Correct rice. You know what I mean, correct rice? But when you say correct food, those are correct food. God, me, I select. We eat, continuous eating every blessed Sunday. Now, ask someone, they say, sister, since we'll be coming to this house, we'll never see any baby. What is your desire? You say, I need a baby. I need a child in this house. Say, but all these days you are married, is there no issue? You say, when I take in, the thing will just grow because I used to have stomach, hot, whatever. So, okay, you have been feeding us. Now, today, you are going to receive your reward. But I say, go and bring. Now, you say your womb is hot when you get pregnant. Go and bring water. Go and bring anything you have. She went to go and bring water. We lay hand on the water. Say, sister, drink water. We give him a word. That's it. If it happened, anything will happen to that baby, hold us responsible. Or if anything happened in the course of pregnancy, call on us. Complete 9 good month, nothing happened. As I'm talking now, she has 3 children. You can't take off God's children, God's children will not take off. God will not take off you. I should repeat. You can't take off God's children, God will not take off you. We Many believers are very difficult to deal with. Where I rested my mind is it because we have three kind of people. Believer, may believer, and unbeliever. And this investigation judgment is meant for you. To separate believers from non-believers. We are so difficult. We are so difficult. And there's nothing in life that the word of the God for this generation has not made provision for. Even in debt, you are holding money, there's a provision for it. How can Abraham have need of money? And I will have it even to give him a while because he will not pay back. When Abraham starts a business with you, you will close down the business. May God have mercy upon us. But I used to tell my people, you cannot act on the contrary if somebody is acting on the contrary. When somebody is acting negatively, you will be positive. We are believers. I say, God may also be testing you to see your attitude towards him or her when he is misbehaving. But you act right. Because the prophet of God said, two wrong cannot make right. If you holy be saved, there's a provision to pay that to be saved. But many of us will just book space like, say, now you carry the money, give him. If they call you for office work, you go disgrace. The person that brought you in, you will disgrace him. We need a dose at the altar. We need to be born again. And Brabant said, if a man is not yet born again, he does not know God, God does not know him. Many of you claim to know God, God doesn't know you. He fed him. And he said to Abraham, I am going to visit you about this time. Same time. About the same time of life. Abraham was 100, Sarah was 90. And they've been looking for that promise for years, years, and years, and years. And then when, who are looking for the coming of the law? You see where I read this quote? Brother said, then who are looking for the coming of the law is watching every move. Russia and Ukraine, you watch. Israel, Hamas, so you watch. Whatever takes place, you watch. Jagaban on the Asher Rock, you watch it. What's the name of this governor? Whatever you call it, you watch it. The move of each church, you watch. Those people that are looking for the coming of the Lord, watch every move. Because, watch every move. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They are watching for something to take place. Just like a piece of magnet, a piece of metal to magnet. They are watching for it to take place. Abraham was looking for it, that promise that God had made. We watch. We are not ignorant of science and time. As we are coming to church, we study the word, we come to fellowship, Wednesday, Wednesday, Sunday, we watch every move. Where we need to download, we download. Where we need to upload, we upload. Because Christ is coming very soon. The hour and the time that we are living in. Finally, my quotation. Flashing red light of his coming. Paragraph 66. Flashing red light of his coming. Paragraph 66. Paragraph 66. We watch. Now, it must have been a wonderful in that day. Worship as they filming, flashing themselves. Are you seeing who that flashing themselves is? Hallelujah. When Brabant saw this many, many years ago, they said, no, it cannot be. But can you see the full effect of it? Let me give you assurance. Well, let me give you one thing that is certain. We have been pinched in and out. If they like me, they naked themselves. It will not have anything to do with us. We have crossed the river veil. And that's why we are calling this morning, this afternoon, evening, to come and cross Jordan with me or with us. Because Brabant said, if you fail, there will definitely be a trouble at the river. This was the trouble Daniel Kure had. After him, I preached and done whatever, when the time comes, his name was not found in the book of life. He was having a trouble. Brother said, you should get it settled down now, otherwise there will be trouble at the river. Listen, female flashing themselves in such an attractive way.
And if they were any better on doing it, then they are now, I am glad I don't leave them in. Hallelujah. Flash it yourself. Even the house of the Lord, flash it yourself. I used to tell them, if I'm a woman, oh man, there's a skirt I like. Those help me sweep better than Lagos, better than street. Those long skirt, I used to like sister that wear that long skirt. But I also know that I can wear long skirt. Hallelujah, I don't want to talk about that. So that somebody will greet me. I don't want to be a demon in a long skirt. Amen. A long skirt is not a character, and yet you must wear long skirt. You must wear long skirt. If I'm to be a woman, now somebody will follow me, they carry my skirt if I become church. I don't know what I want to show. Who is interested? Let me talk advanced now. With the one with the chop, whenever I chop, I finish. God bless you, my brother. I love that. That is plain. This is the house of the Lord. Now, if you can do this in the house of the Lord, let me tell you, don't talk of outside. What are you displaying? Who is interested? There's a truck that used to come to our depot to buy oil. You know what is sitting behind of that truck? Baby, this is not the time for love. I love that truck. Baby, this is not time for love. He said, this is the time for business, not time for love. And many of our wives cannot even say something about it. My wife do that. Ask my children. How many sketch and year do I don't go for house? I'm so good in that area. I sanitize everything. Sometimes I'll call them, come and see, you want to do exercises. They always that. What's that? See your head. Brazilian year do. Fire. What time? Yes, whilst you are under my roof, you must dress well. If you are married, if you like, wear pants for your husband, and between you and your word, husband. Your husband will be responsible, because Bible says you are the neck, while your husband is the head. That time your husband will answer for you. But for now, you are under my roof, I will answer for you. Now, because I will answer for you, you must do what the worst thing should do. Look at that one, I was coming, I said, come here, let me see what you wear. I asked this one, ask him. They come here, what is that? I look out for air to say, okay, you can go, follow me. You can't use my money to buy rubbish. You know my... You call it machine and another, but it's my hard-earned currency. As you say, dollar is hard-earned currency. This Nigerian money to me is a hard-earned currency. So I must spend it wisely. I must spend it on the things that will glorify God. Even though those kabuka boys are dying, ask them, you cannot eat inside that car. You go to them. Yes. This day I'll be a real man. I'll be a principal man. Maybe that's why I'm not fat. May God have mercy upon me. Flashing themselves in such an attractive way, and if they were anything better doing on it, then they are now. I am glad I don't leave them. Think of it. Or how that they only, how that women has got to act the same as they do now. Give us 66. 166. 166. Okay, 160. 160. The sign of his coming. 160. The sign of his coming. Amen. Hallelujah. What about the increase of population? As it was in the days of Noah. What about the beauty of women? Increasing constantly. And many of them are worshiping themselves. Look at themselves 24 times in a row. But you never want to pick the Bible and pick someone who could check what the seven books, what the words say concerning you. Now, what in mirror, human mirror, say concerning you after? Many of you never visit mortuary. If you visit mortuary, you will learn how to fear God. You will not say life is vanity upon vanity, all equals to what vanity. I was there when they were back for my mother in the mortuary. I was there, I washed her. Say, this one, my mother. This one,
Church, what's making somebody is God in you? If not, we are nothing. We are nothing. More and more, you see, red light. What if, and who is even making them beauty? If I go much now, you will not be happy with me. In the marriage and divorce, Rabbi said, Satan is the one designing them. Satan is the designer. That's why a woman can go to wherever and do operation, move excess fat here, and put the remaining fat here. Designing. God bless you, my brother. That day of judgment, I will judge well. I go judge. I go select those one where they operate their belly, carry fat here, put them for here. I go say, God, this one, let me handle. Let me handle their case specially. How many other things they are doing? They never think one day, say, one day you go close your eyes for the last time. Bro, said the life we are living now, what we are to live thereafter is more than what we are living now. Satan designed them. And Baba also said, it's also doing it even till now. So their beauty is a word, artificial beauty. He said it's designed them for what? For them to what? To deceive. And brothers, if you see any man that is handsome, he said there's a perversion somewhere. He said women are made that way. But what are we saying? Red light. What about the time that women will come and they will be the way they are? Healthy, high-minded. And we are bringing to the church of... I want close. If I say, well, no, go here. You are asking a sister, maybe you have spoken to a sister, spoken to pastor concerning a sister. They want you, like you, I want to seek a hand in marriage. The sister will have... They have 10 spies here. They have their own spies. Amen? Now, Gogo is not helping them. Gogo, location. What's your name, bro? Where's Gogo? Where is he living? Gogo will just go straight. If not Lagos, you say Ajegunle. Automatically, to you, Ajegunle is a no-go area. Then you come and say, Pastor, I'm not led because of what Gogo have showed you. You know, they say it's better someone to live in Ajegunle and have a peace of mind than to live in Lekki, Banana Highland, and beach, whatever, and live in here. Oh, where is he walking? Straight down. Security personnel. No. You don't want money for. You know, say security personnel can become a god tomorrow. I know what I'm talking about. In our office recently, a cleaner was made a staff. Oil and gas. This guy was made a staff. Everyone of us were happy. This boy, not even you go send anything you go do. It has never happened in our organization, but that boy break record. You send him anything, you see him smiling. Oh man. They have others. There are some of them that started cleaning works right from the inception of the organization. As I'm talking, I see a cleaner now. But this boy just joined about 3 years ago. You can't send him a message, he will not go. He go smile, he go smile. He go rub into it, he go send a message. There are many of them when you send a message. They don't say me, I the select food. Go and buy me food. They'll go and buy the one we say, I don't go like. So that I'll say, carry go. But I don't, at the market now, they did one recently, I said, go and buy me egg and yam. As he was coming, he came with two. Mike, who sent you two? He said, I just say your second. I said, which second? Did this message you? I said, I understand. You go. Carry go. When I got to the seller, I said, why do you give that bottle? I said, sell and I bring that. I said, not sell now. But this one, is that what you send him? That's what we do. Cleaner. But with that, I'm talking, it's a staff of our organization. So a cleaner can be of that tomorrow. But many times when you ask a question, where is he working? It's a security. Money fair. The Bible says, although your beginning be little, your end shall be what? Great. And you don't know there's something good about it. I have two, a sister and a brother. My elder brother married his wife when he was nobody. My elder sister married her husband when the man was somebody. Now, when there's a problem between my elder sister and her husband, the family member will say, pack your log and go, because he made this man already rich. But if my brother and his wife are having a problem, my brother will say, his wife, pack and go. My husband's wife will say, pack, go here. When I marry you, what do you get for this house? Now you don't become a guy to say, pack and go. Laugh. The boss into laugh. The quarrel will settle. As I'm talking, they are still living out together. Because he met him when he was nothing. But this one got married to this man when he was somebody. But this one has a trouble. I should go for that, we are Christian. My sister knows every native doctor in Lagos. Why? He was looking for what? Protection. Nowhere will my sister not look for Lagos. Every other for church, you know them. Let's close and let's just preach and go. Could tell them nothing. Preach the word. They will not. They are going right to it anyhow. Now, I want to ask a question. In this message, Brabra said it's a sign. He said, when the train is on the block, you will hear the sound of the train coming. As if you were to catch up with this train, he said, all your discussions, everything, all your peanuts, say, throw it down and get ready. Otherwise, you'll be left behind. So the coming of the Lord is so close, if you don't download, you'll be left behind. Give us M&D, paragraph 34. Last quotation. Remember we read the scripture, Peter. That what? What did Peter said? We read Peter chapter 2, 2 Peter chapter 1. Can we read it before we bring this quotation? My brother, give us Peter. Let's read before we bring this quotation. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Now you go be the judge. I'm not going to be the judge. You be the judge. Listen. We have also more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto you do well that you take heed. As unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn, and these stars arise in your soul. Knowing this verse, that no prophecy of this scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake, and were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now, can we now say, Abraham spoke as he was moved by the Holy Ghost? Now, can you give us M and D? 34. Hallelujah. M&D 34. Last quotation. Amen. Now listen. People has called me a prophet. I did not call myself no prophet. Now I say no prophet, he not call himself prophet. Because I wouldn't be dearest to say that. But I can say this, that the Lord has let me for Satan's thirties. See, I'm for Satan's thirties that has happened. It will happen. It's happening. And not one time has it ever failed. In the tens and thousands of times, everything that he said will happen has happened. We all know that if there's a person in this visible audience this night or anywhere can say one time it's faith, he said you are at liberty to stand up and say so. But if everybody knows that every time of the thousands of times it been perfectly right, he say you can say amen. Not me. Am I the one that say it? No, not Akamu. Now if we are the one that says it has been happening, why not let us give our life to God? Download and upload. For the coming of the Lord is at hand. Remember, investigatory judgment is being done when the Son of Man is revealing himself. When it was revealed himself to Abraham, investigating judgment was taking place in Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, as God is revealing himself to all these days, investigatory judgment is still taking place now.
investigating who is a believer, who is what, an unbeliever. And everything that we are doing, the Lord God Almighty is taking record of it. If that is the situation of change, you can talk to him tonight again. You can talk to him. The hour and the time that we are living in, we can see event fulfilling. You can talk to him. He's your maker. He knows me more than I do. He knows me more than you do. You can talk to him. You can lead your excesses to him. Our God is a shock observer. There's nothing he cannot bear. Remember, he cared for us. Talk to him tonight. Hide nothing before him. Rabbi says, honest confession is good for the soul. We can see now that the present, our present condition can never meet the challenges of the hour. That was what happened to Samson of old. When he found out that his present strength cannot meet the challenges of his, the hour, he made one request to God. Lord, have mercy on me, Lord. And let me die with these Philistines that you have raised me up to destroy. I know I have failed you. I have disappointed you. I have failed to keep to your word. And the prophet of the Lord said, he confessed his sin and his errors. Bible said, confess your sins, confess your errors. And after Samson has confessed his sins and his errors and mistakes, and he knew that God has forgiven him, he made a request. Say, Lord, let me die with these Philistines. You have raised me up to destroy. But Brother Brown said before he did that, he knows that there's a possibility. I tell you tonight, Church of the Most High God, there's a possibility. Because a living soul is better than a dead lion. A living dog is better than a dead lion. Because the living still have hope. You can talk to him tonight. You can ask him one more chance, Lord. Once more, Lord. Once more, Lord, tonight. As we see the sign of your coming, as we have been told by your word that a true Christian who are waiting and watching for your coming, watch every move. Lord, according to the move of things we are seeing these days, your coming is at hand. But my present condition cannot welcome you. I need your cleansing. I need your pardon. I need your forgiveness. You can talk to him. Investigating judgment. It's going on now. To find who is out, who is who. Who is a Christian? Who is not a Christian? The ministry of the prophet messengers. The effect of the ministries. In these days and the time that we're living in. You can talk to him. As I hand over to your pastor. May his coming gladden our hearts. We meet again by his grace.
being that the time is far spent, we can continue these prayers in our homes, meditating on all that we have heard. The Bible says we should not be forgetful hearers, but hearers and doers of this word. It's not sufficient to sit down, listen, say amen, and then we continue the way we are. The Bible says such a person is blind. I never know he has been purged from his old sins. Does anybody have a need this evening and would like to be remembered in prayer? Will you lift up your hand to him as you pray? Our gracious eternal Father, we want to thank you very much for the entire day. Right from the Sunday school to the morning afternoon service and this afternoon evening. Lord, we have sat and listened to your word re-echo to us. Lord, in diverse ways, in doctrines, in correction, in rebuke, in instructions, all to go down to righteousness, that the man and the woman of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Lord, the things that we have heard, we pray that we fall on good ground in the heart of everyone. Because we are told in the scripture that some people's heart are like the wayside, that the birds of the air come and pick it out. Some stony heart, and some is full of thorns, which are the cares of this life and deceitfulness of riches. Gracious Lord, and some good ground that is prepared. We trust, Lord, that the heart of each and every one of us has been prepared by the Almighty God. And this seed, the word that has fallen, O God, may it germinate, dear Father, may it bring forth fruit of righteousness. Lord, that we grow, O God, and yield fruits 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, O God. Let it be, eternal Father. Lord, we pray, O God of heaven, even if you come today, may none of us be left behind. We pray that you set our affections on things that are above. You keep us, O God, in this mood of expectation. May the things of the earth, may they grow dim unto us, O Father. Lord, we pray, O God, that the things of your word, the things that your word have instructed, may they be our interest, O God. We ask, O Father God, that you turn our back fully to the word and the things of the word. And Lord, let our heart be in tune with you and your word, O God. Grant it, Heavenly Father. May we not be guilty of any of these things, O Father. And if there be anyone having some spirits around them, O God, Lord, we pray that you deliver such, Father. Lord, and fill each heart with your spirit, Lord. Grant it, King of glory. The effort of your servant today may never be in vain. Lord, may you, O God, grant great reward on his both to him. May there be fruit of the same, O God. And Lord, may you bless him so much, O God of heaven and earth, that Lord, he will receive the reward of this his labor, dear Father. Thank you, gracious Master. Our Master and our God, we commit this week that we are commencing into your hand. Lord, it's a new week, O God. Lord, and you have started with us in a wonderful and glorious way. May the week be wonderful, O God. May we be drawn closer unto you. May we gain higher heights. So, Father, may we live in good and perfected, Lord. May we prosper spiritually. May we prosper physically. May you protect us in our going out and coming in. Everyone having journeys, O God, may you protect your people. Lord, and the purpose of the journey, may they be accomplished in righteousness. The ones going for burial, the ones goes for wedding, and every other journey of your children, may you watch over each one, Father. Lord, very soon your servant will take off to travel back to the way where they come from. You are the one that brought them safely, take them back home safely. Lord, we ask, O God, that you bless workers, business people, students, everyone this week, O God. May you prosper our way, Lord. Thank you, gracious Master. Bless the service of the week. Lord, may they draw us closer unto you. Thank you, King of Kings. Once again, we pray you will be with our pastor. Lord, be his strength, his protection. Lord, strengthen him, O Father, and make him constantly a channel of blessing to your people. Lord, and by the time we will come back, we will come back with abundance of your testimonies. Thank you, dear Father. Take us home safely, O God. Whichever way we are going back to our homes, may you take us home safely. Blessed be your wonderful name. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you for granting our petition. We pray for Brother Wumi when he will be returning back from Baghdad. Bring him home also safely. Thank you, Eternal Father, for hearing and granting our petitions. Because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Yeah, we thank the Lord for the services of the day. I want to appreciate the visiting ministers for coming. And we don't need, he already know how our doors are because he's used to us here. So he knows that the doors are always opened. So until the next time that God makes a way, may the grace of God be with our brother and be with us also. Take all of us to higher heights and prepare us for his soon coming. The pastor sent his greetings. I saw his message this afternoon. I sent him one and he replied it this afternoon. And said, I should greet the church and appreciate you for your prayers for him. He's presently in New York. He'll be preaching there today. And then, I don't know the programs ahead until we discuss further. Our next gathering will be on Wednesday, God willing. This week is the last week of the month, which means that by Friday, we are to be in for the breaking of bread and feet washing. Then, after that, will be Sunday service. The Lord bless you richly. So, wish our brother and the family joining mercies back to Lagos. And greetings to the pastor, the ministers, and the church. God bless you. Shall we rise? Brother Rufus Tolong sent greetings to the church. I took him to Brother George's house, and that's where he's ministering today. And then we from there proceed to Ijebode according to the schedule. Let's take this aim as we dismiss 125. The message of his coming. Looking for his God in the clouds of heaven, coming back to earth to catch away his soul. Then may we all be ready. Oh, when men are praise him, to go and reign with Christ on his throne. Hallelujah. Oh, gladly may we bear the message. His blessed his son is coming in glory, return to one and all. For then awake the saints of the Lord, wise slumber with him, and his nearing, for get ready for the final call. Oh, we are longing for the glory, yet there are ways of faithful, who shall overcome. His life eternal to all who win the fight over us. Hallelujah. Oh, gladly may we herald the message of his blessed appear. Soon is coming in glory, return to one another.
so we see our Lord face to face. Hallelujah, oh, gladly may we hear the message of his blessing. Blessed come to behold the fig leaves now becoming green. The gospel of his coming has gone to every nation, that we are near the end can be seen. Hallelujah, glad may we herald the message of his blessed appearing. Soon is coming glory, tell to one and all. Oh, then awake ye saints of the Lord, while slumbering the listening. But get ready for the final call, the last hours of this. We see the signs appearing of his blessed coming. Lo, behold the fig leaves now becoming green. Gospel of his kingdom has gone to every nation, that we are near the end can be seen. Hallelujah, glad may we hear and the message of his blessed appearing. Soon he's coming in glory, tell to one and all. Oh, then awake ye saints of the Lord, rise number one. And is nearing, but get ready for the final call. Hallelujah. Gladly may we hear and the message of his blessed bearing. Soon is coming in glory, tell to one and all. Oh, then awake ye saints of the Lord, wise slumber when the end is nearing. But get ready for